Hello, I'm Jennifer Neville with this week's Middle East report. Coming up, Israel and Hamas in deadlock over hostage release deal. The release of Palestinian prisoners is a bad deal for Israel, and the largest Israeli delegation heads to India. Israel and Hamas are at an impasse regarding continuing the hostage release deal versus restarting the war in Gaza. With more, here is news correspondent Kent Allen.
As part of the ongoing hostage release and ceasefire deal last weekend, Hamas in Gaza released three Israeli men who had been taken hostage from their homes during the surprise attack by Hamas at the start of the war in 2023. In exchange, Israel released several dozen Palestinians from prison in Israel. Before being handed over to the Red Cross for transfer back into Israel, Hamas paraded the three hostages onto a makeshift stage. The three men were pale, emaciated, and weak, which has been widely likened in Israel to being like the living skeletons who came out of the Nazi death camps in the Second World War. Hostages coming out of captivity have said that Hamas has a policy of literally starving the male hostages in addition to other forms of torturing those in captivity. While surrounded by Hamas soldiers, the three men made statements into the microphones and cameras. One of the Israeli men literally thanked Hamas for taking care of him, but it is clear from his body language that he did not mean a word of it. As this report is being filed, Hamas has said that it is postponing a further hostage release, mainly over objections that the humanitarian aid being allowed into Gaza does not include equipment for reconstructing Gaza at this point. Mr. Trump called for all of the hostages to be released by this weekend, and if not, then there would be severe repercussions without specifying what he intends. The government of Israel then said that if at least a limited hostage release is not performed as scheduled this weekend, then the Israeli army would restart a full continued war against the remaining forces in Gaza. This is Kent Allen reporting from Jerusalem.
In other news, Itamar Marcus from Palestinian Media Watch, which follows everything that happens in the Palestinian Authority, including the statement and activities of the Palestinian leaders and what children are learning in the schools, spoke earlier to Paul Calvert about the Palestinian prisoners released in the hostage deal.
Who are some of the prisoners being released at the moment?
Okay, so some of the prisoners are people who are serving 35 life sentences in jail. We're talking about people who were involved in organizing mass murder, suicide bombings. Altogether, over 300 of them, more than that, I forget the exact number now, are actually murderers or people who plan murder, that they're going to be walking the streets again. And of course, it's not just immoral and unethical to release murderers and of course, to the families whose loved ones were killed. This is a betrayal because you're releasing the people who killed their parents, their children, and to walk the streets again and become Palestinian heroes. So it's a betrayal of them, but even worse than that, it's a betrayal of the people who are going to be killed in the future, because every time we have released terrorists coerced in an extortion deal, like this is an extortion deal, every time Palestinians have kidnapped Israelis and we've released terrorists, every time we've paid with a lot of blood. October 7th was a direct result of Israel giving into extortion of the Gilad Shalit. Gilad Shalit was an Israeli soldier who was kidnapped. Israel gave in and released 1,024 terrorists. And those 1,024 were the ones, not only did they kill many Israelis in the years afterwards, but they're the ones who planned and actually did the October 7th massacre. So we lost thousands of people because of that exchange. And then we released 1,024. Now we're going to be releasing thousands. And that's the tragedy of what's happening now. This is extortion. We need to get our hostages free. They deserve to be free. They deserve to have a life. But we know that the terrorists that we're releasing are going to probably kill many, many more.
How are these terrorists treated within the Palestinian Authority when they get back?
Absolutely like heroes. They're picked up on their shoulders and they're going to the streets. And not just by Hamas, by the Palestinian population, by the Palestinian Authority. There was an interview yesterday on TV with one of the heads of, with the mayor of Tulkarem. and that's a Palestinian city. And he said, oh, we're going to treat these people, we're going to give them a hero's welcome. We're going to treat them as they should. Another Palestinian leader said, oh, these people deserve, they are the great people, we're going to honor them. There has not been one Palestinian Authority leader or individual who's been interviewed who said something negative about these terrorist murders. Just the opposite. In fact, I'll go even farther. There's a tendency and there's a mistake around the world to differentiate between the Hamas and Fatah and the Palestinian Authority, which is Fatah. As if the Fatah and the PA are moderate and the Hamas is extreme. Let me tell you, the Palestinian Authority has completely been supportive of what happened on October 7th. They've defended it. They've honored it. They've called it a day of joy and heroism. The only thing that they're upset about October 7th is that they didn't do it. In other words, they're upset that Hamas got the credit. Hamas went all the way up in the polls. And that's the only reason that the Palestinian Authority is upset with October 7th.
How do the families of the victims of terror feel about this?
So the families are very torn. The families of victims of terror are very torn because on the one hand, they're thrilled, like everyone is, to see the hostages, you know, come out and breathe again and be alive again. So many hostages were murdered there. And to see the hostages walk, there's no one. There's no one who isn't celebrating that. And many of them have spoken on interviews and they've said it's an outrage that the government couldn't get a better deal. And that the murderer of my brother and my father and my son, you know, is walking free. And that's the outrage. On the other hand, we're thrilled that these people are getting out. So they're angry at the government, not for freeing the hostages, but for not getting a better deal.
Must be very, very difficult. Now, we've spoken before, so tell us about Peter Slay.
Okay, so Peter Slay. So like I said, there's no real difference. The Palestinian Authority and Hamas both support terror. And one of the most prominent ways in which the Palestinian Authority promotes terror is by rewarding every single terrorist who goes to jail. A terrorist could have murdered 50 or 60 people in suicide bombings, like, for example, Abdallah Barghouti. He was a bomb builder for Hamas. He killed 67 people. His bombs killed 67 Israelis. He's serving the most, the longest sentence. He's serving 67 life sentences. And he's already got over $300,000 in salary from the Palestinian Authority. He was a Hamas bomb maker, but the PA is still paying him a salary. The day he was arrested, he started getting a salary. The salary kept going up. The salary eventually reaches Palestinian Authority, pays terrorists in prison, eventually 12,000 shekel, which is about $3,500 US. So it's a month. Now, you have to understand, $3,500 US when the average Palestinian salary is less than $1,000 a month. So you're talking about almost four times the average Palestinian salary the PA is rewarding terrorists in prison. The PA today probably spends, I would say, about $400 million US a year. 400 million to reward terror. And countries around the world, Western countries, continue to fund the Palestinian Authority. It's shocking. It's outrageous. This is a terror-supporting entity. It's a terrorist entity. And yet the world continues to support the Palestinian Authority.
So we have people today. They've been in prison for many years. They've been paid while they're in prison. And now they've been released in this deal.
Yes, they are. The person who's been in jail the longest, two or three of them, are actually going out of jail with over 2 million shekels in their accounts, and there are hundreds, I think it was 360 when we checked, who are going out as millionaires, as Palestinian millionaires. And you have to understand, a million shekel in the Palestinian Authority means that they're set for life. It means Palestinian Authority, by the way, in addition, they give them a grant when they leave prison, can be as high as $25,000, just as an adjustment grant. So that's in addition to the millions. They get $25,000. In addition, they don't have to pay taxes. They get free education for them and for their children, free health care. They don't have to pay taxes on their car. Ordinarily, cars are heavily taxed. They don't have to pay taxes. They are literally treated as royalty. Murderers of Israeli civilians are treated as royalty by the Palestinian Authority, and the entire Palestinian population pays for this out of their pockets.
That was Itamar Marcus. For more details, go to www.powerwatch.org. Finally, the Minister of Economy and Industry, Nir Barkat, will lead the largest Israeli business delegation ever to India in the coming days. Comprising of over 100 pioneering Israeli companies, alongside importers aiming to reduce the cost of living. The trade volume between Israel and India currently stands at approximately $4 billion per year. But this is just the tip of the iceberg. Our goal is to increase Israeli exports from $150 billion annually to $1 trillion within 15 to 20 years, Minister Barkat stated. Please pray for a way forward in the impasse between Israel and Hamas over the release of all hostages and for wisdom for Mr. Netanyahu and his government. This ends this edition of the Middle East Report. Please join me again next time for the latest news from Israel and the Middle East. For more details, go to onlinemiddleeastreport.com.